What's up, everybody?
What's happening, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an Argument? My name is Angel Akita Moore Tanksley, also known as That Chick Angel. I'm one of the hosts of this weekly podcast, and I'm joined by my husband of almost 14 years. It's really almost been 14 years. That's not just us saying it. Mm-hmm. Tell them who you are, babe.
Marcus Tanksley, also known as Marcus and on the ground, also known as Tank. Also known as that dude that be calling them heifers.
Yeah, the hit heifer himself and the other
What's
host
happening, fam?
Of Thank this you for podcast. In. I was looking at our stats yesterday. We have done 130 episodes of Is This Gonna
That's
Cause
crazy, y'all.
That is insane.
And most of them were done last year.
Wow. Wow. I'm proud of us, though.
It's like the evolution of the picture.
Did I
show you that? Like taking pictures?
Oh, no.
It said, this is real random, so just bear with me. I ain't gonna hold you. No, it said, like, it gave the calculation of how many pictures have ever been taken, like, in history.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's say it's, like, 3 trillion pictures have been taken. That's just a made-up number.
Mm-hmm.
And it said something like 99% of those have been taken in the past 5 years.
Wow. I can believe it. Makes sense. I mean, not everybody used to have cameras back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, cameras ain't been around that long.
Right, and then...
Did you see that thing where it said they said something about the... It was like the first... It was a pictures of somebody taking the very first photograph ever taken. And so everybody was like, so who took that picture?
Oh, right. Who did that? Who took that
who
photo?
Who took a picture of the dude taking the picture, taking the very first picture?
Right. Here we go.
But anyway, that's random as hell, y'all.
So, this is a weekly podcast that you can catch again every week, every Wednesday, that me and my husband host, where we talk about whatever we want to, whatever's on our mind. And we try to have a real honest conversation that might end up in an argument, and that's okay, because we know that arguing, as long as you're hearing the other person, you know, it leads to better communication. Now, do we always listen to each other when we argue? No. So sometimes our arguments are trash.
Yeah.
So it's okay, though. We're all right with it. Hopefully you are, too. And if not, still watch us. And
yeah, watch us anyway. Like, subscribe, share.
All of that.
You can comment, repost.
You can watch this on my YouTube channel, That Chick Angel TV. We actually will be having another YouTube channel coming soon with all of the extra content that we're about to start making.
Y'all gonna see a lot
sketch based.
A lot of sketches, some random stuff. I'm just gonna put up just my toes walking on the sidewalk.
No, he's not gonna do that. But that's where you'll start to see.
I got nice feet though, y'all.
You're gonna start to see tasting with Tank over there.
Yeah.
So we are making sure that we have the avenues that people can watch the stuff that we are creating.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a huge shout out to the people who are already getting extra content, and they're getting a connection and a community with us, and that is our immediate family, also known as our Patreon. They are actually watching this live. What's up, family?
Right now, right this second, they holding their own little background
conversations
all up in the comments, like they at work on Monday morning and they work with all their cousins.
And what's so great, let me tell you about our Patreon. I'm going to say what's good about us having a Patreon and what is good about these people that are a part of our Patreon. So when you're a member of our Patreon, you get exclusive content and early content, and you also get a connection with us. So, like, for instance, yesterday I was a guest on the podcast Damn Internet You Scary, hosted by Patrick Cloud and Tahir Moore. Well,
they're a happy couple.
The happy couple. Tahir and Patrick were nice enough to allow me to share that content with my audience. And I sent the link out to the Patreon. And what was so hilarious.
Hey, y'all rolled up deep.
Tahir was like, whoa, wait a second. This jumped to 130 people. He said, we usually have like 40, 50 people. Before it was said that there was over 200 people sitting inside of there. And that was because his Angel's Wings and them Tanks Riders showed up
out. We be rolling out deep and strong, y'all.
So I greatly appreciate that. But also, you know, that's something that's being a part of our Patreon you get. Also, we have a event coming up with our Patreon. It's adult only, 21 and older, because we will be drinking this Saturday. A little bit of Never Have I Ever. So we getting to know each other a little bit this Saturday. The Patreon, Angel Wings. Yeah.
No, you ain't told me none of this.
I posted it today.
I ain't even opened my phone today. You know what
happened? You need to be opening your phone.
Yes, this is what happens, y'all. Angel don't be telling me nothing, though.
No, one, I forgot, but also our moderators put it together, so.
M-heffers.
Yeah. So, anyways.
Oh, we got more stuff. Hey, you know what I'm going to bring back? I ain't going to say it out loud.
Well, then don't say it right now.
I was going to whisper it to you so they could see your excitement.
Okay.
It's for the Patreon.
Okay, well, put it in my ear. Go ahead.
Nah, go ahead. We're gonna
quit playing games with
Angel
me.
Angel like me whispering in the ear, y'all. I'd be like,
tell me.
She just giggling.
What you don't tell me? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's gonna be fun.
I don't want to put no hard date to it, and y'all keep asking about me, so I ain't gonna let y'all know.
But yeah, it's gonna be a good time. We also want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors, which I am excited about, every single last one. We've got a new sponsor, Kinko. We've got Rothy, which is also a new sponsor. Mm-hmm. And Third Love, which we've talked about once before. And when I tell you, these are three sponsors that I legitimately, and not to say I don't like all the rest of our sponsors, but these are three that I'm like, you know, for real, check them out. Like, I can't wait to tell y'all about Kinko. For real.
But real quick, I'm pressed for time, so we got to.
I know.
I'm just saying, y'all, I'm pressed for time because we running behind. And for y'all that don't know, I'm working swing shift again this week.
So if we don't finish, are we going to pick up tomorrow morning?
I was going to say pick up tonight, but yeah.
We can pick up tonight. I'll have enough energy for us to close out.
Me too, because it's like right now, I can't come home and go right to sleep anyway. I'm awake.
Yeah, you're up. Okay, so this might be a little disjointed when you all hear it back. No, we'll make it smooth. Don't even worry about it. So, how you want to start it today?
You decide.
I always decide.
No, you don't.
I decided last week that we were doing In My Feelings.
That's because I told you to pick In My Feelings. let's do Tanksley Pride.
Tanksley Pride. So, this is a segment that we like to start our show off with every now and again, where we give you a story about one or all of our four boys. We have an 11-year-old.
6-year-old twins.
Oh my God. Yes, they are.
They just turned six.
And then a 1-year-old who's also our third host, but he won't be joining us today. He has a visitor that is he's playing with right now, also known as our nanny, Amar. So my Tanksley Pride story, a lot of you all, if you follow me on Instagram, which you should be, at That Chick Angel, I decided to do this one TikTok trend where you tell a lie in front of your kid and see how they respond. So I decided we had just finished watching a movie, or we were about to watch a movie. I don't know. It was like family night on Friday or Saturday. Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told Marcus, it was one of the Marvel. I think it was Marvel. Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel. Yeah, yeah.
So I told Marcus, I whispered to Big Marcus, I said, I'm going to do this thing where I'm going to I'm a lie to the kids and see. I'm going to tell you a lie and see if the kids respond. So because the twins' birthday had just passed, I was like, okay, I know what the topic will be. So I was like, Marcus, I gave the twins both $100 for their birthday.
Kyle was like,
the scour.
What?
On Kai's face. He's one of the 6-year-old twins, if you don't know.
Did you? She talking to
you. We never had $100.
That never happened.
That's what he said. And I was like, and I knew what else to add, because one thing he has been saying, that once the pandemic is over, he wants me to take them to Sky Zone, which is like the trampoline place. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna add that too. I was like, yeah. And then after their ninja party, I took them to Sky Zone. I feel as though if Kai could have called me the N-word at that moment.
Oh, he did. 5 or 6 times in his mind.
He was like, somebody in the comments said, he leaned in to see if he could hear the lie clearer. Yeah. From my mouth. And I was just like, what I am noticing, because I've been having to audition with them a lot more, it used to be Sai was my entertainment baby. Kai is starting to take
Kai
off.
Kai has been... He's already been there for a long time. It's just he's like me. He doesn't like to be on, asked to be on cue to do stuff. He's more natural when he's just him. And when y'all saw that confused look, and he was like, what are you talking about? This chick is, she done got old, y'all.
But no, like, but no, he's starting to be good on cue. Oh, with these auditions, there are certain stuff we have to do. And Kai has been on point, like, where I'm now having to be like, Sai, okay, you can't laugh. Sai, we have to, you got to do it like this. And Kai's been like, Kai will be like, no, 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 Sai, we do it this way. And then you do the next part. And I'll be like, okay, I'll direct him. Yes. Thank you. I'll be like, I'll direct him.
You need a rug.
And shut up, Marcus. He's over here telling me about my boogies. So
but just, yeah, the difference between them is like, Sai knows he's cute. Uh-huh. And he likes to come off that way. He does things. He made me mad this morning because I'm going to switch on over to my my Tanksley Pride. He came in the room. He was like, Daddy, I'm full. I said, boy, get in there and get to class. Because he does these little things to where he's like, I know I'm cute and I'm going to try to use it to my advantage even when it's not even necessary.
Oh, my God. Speaking of this morning, went none of y'all trying to work in my favor this morning. Nah. I woke up so late. Usually, okay, so today is Tuesday, the day that we're filming this. This is the day that I film my other podcast. Here's the thing. I have to be at the studio at 8 o'clock. So typically, I make sure I'm up by 6 o'clock so I can shower, do my makeup, get the boys up, do what I gotta do. I roll over, look at my clock. It's 7:20. So I don't know if you heard me cussing as soon as I got up. I was cussing. So... because one, this outfit that I have on was still in the washer, wet. And my other idea was, oh, when I wake up at 6, put it in the dryer. Before I leave, it'll be dry. So I'm running to the washer to throw this in there. I throw it in there at 7:20. Also have to film the first part of a brand deal because it requires me not to have on makeup. And I knew I was going to put on makeup for his thing. I then run to go wake up the kids. Y'all, get up. Time to get up because they get woken up at 7:30, which is usually about the time I'm getting ready to leave. And usually when Marcus wasn't working swing shift, I would have the babysitter come at 7:30. So she would do their morning routine with them. So I wake up, y'all get up, get up, get up. Then as I'm trying to get dressed to do my makeup, who wakes up? Amar. And of course, he doesn't care about my life and about what I have to do. And nor does he care that his father is laying right next to him. So he is like telling me to come to the bed crying because he wants me to nurse him. He's like, come on. He's doing the come hand. He's doing the come here hand.
Mayor. Yeah. He's doing the hand. Mayor,
come here. Well, I can't get that to happen because I need to go. So then I am getting dressed, putting my hair up, and I notice I don't hear the boys. I don't hear them brushing their teeth. I'm walking, about to walk out the door. I go look in their room. They're all still in the bed. It is now 7:55.
I didn't slightly hear anything until you tapped me. It's like, Marcus, I need some help.
No, I said, Marcus, you got to get up.
It's time for the boys. You said something. And I was just like, oh, y'all. Because I woke out off last night and I couldn't fall asleep last night once I got out.
Oh, that's the reason why I was going in and out of sleep because the baby kept bothering me. Mm. So
yeah, because I got home, he was wide awake.
We were both wide awake. I just laid down.
I know, but he was like wide awake.
So then I'm walking to the door. Amar has now got both of his arms around my legs. I have my backpack that's got my laptop and my microphone spilling out of it, my purse, my mask, my shoes, because I'm barefoot, because I haven't had time to put on my shoes. And I'm like, husband, please help me. Here he come.
I got all the attitude.
All the attitude in his drawers.
Because I
thought you were leaving.
I've been asleep for about 3.5 hours.
That was not on me.
And I'm like, hey, I don't care. I had to tell her like she'd be telling Twitch, you stronger than him, just walk away. That's what I said, just leave.
I
can't restrain you, hush up.
It's not that, all I also didn't want leave. I didn't want his fingers to get caught up in the door because you know he was going to be like.
He's young, he'll heal.
Nobody in my family wanted to be of assistance to me is what I'm saying.
No, I still had to get twins up. They still, Kyle, well, he was getting up to close the door. Everybody else still in bed.
He's like, I'm not doing none of this.
I don't
this.
Like none of y'all right now. I let Amar get his little whimpering and crying out. I got back in the bed and said, boy, hush up. Lay down here.
Oh, my goodness. It just irritated me. Well, before we jump into the topic, let me tell you about this company that we were just introduced to named Rothy. I have to say that I was It wasn't that I was skeptical. I just was like, I'm not sure what this is going to be like. We'll see. So Rothy is a shoe. They sell shoes that are fully sustainable. And they also have purses, stylish purses and bags. And something about them that makes them really special is that they're eco-friendly. And they make everything out of repurposed plastic bottles and marine plastic. So when you hear that things are being made out of plastic bottles and marine plastic, you're not thinking, oh, I'm about to be stylish today. Yeah, all right.
You're thinking of hiking sandals, hiking flip-flops.
I'm telling you, that is what I had. That's what I was thinking. But because we are a little more, we're not the best, but we are environmentally conscious. I was like, well, I do want to work with them because I want to see what they're all about. So I ordered two different type of shoes, and I show them in a vlog. If you all like vlogs, you can check out my YouTube channel for our family vlogs that we do on Monday and Friday. I picked out these cheetah print slides. They're more like sneakers. They cover more of the feet. And then these blue camo slides that are like more for like casual wear, which I'm out of those shoes because I've been wearing sneakers so much. When I tell you, these shoes are so comfortable and act very, very, very cute. Like the details they put on these shoes are so super cute. They have zero break-in period. As soon as you put your foot in them, it feels like these have been shoes that you have broken in for your specific foot. They're seamlessly knit to shape and design. They have many styles to choose from, and they're a perfect way to add some comfort and style to your closet. And it's no surprise that Rothy's best-selling point, the Point in Black, has over 3,000 near-perfect reviews, okay? Perfect reviews. So for me, I was like, okay, let me try these shoes on. Super cute, but the part that I really liked was that they are washable. You can literally take out the insole, put them inside the washing machine along with the shoe, and wash them and get them completely clean. They are completely sustainable. So let me explain that real quick. They've transformed over 75 million bottles into beautiful shoes, handbags, and face masks. And their handbags are dope. And trust and believe, I'm buying me a handbag with my own money because the handbags are fire. Another bonus, Rothy's are fully machine washable, as I said. They're washable, durable, and flexible. Rothy's signature thread made from repurposed plastic bottles minimizes their impact on the planet and maximizes the comfort for you. So this is what we want you to do, guys. Check out all the amazing shoes, bags, and masks available right now at rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
That's rothys.com. rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
Style and sustainability meet to create your new favorites. Head to rothys.com/argue.
Argue.
Today. I'm telling y'all, that Rothy's, they are cute. They are too cute. And they have so many styles to choose from. You're going to be on there for a while. So go ahead and check them out. So, Marcus.
What?
Tell them what you wanted to talk about today.
So, I popped a question to Angel. Last week or this weekend?
Yes, he proposed. Yes. It wasn't a proposal. Go ahead.
Shut your mouth. I asked Angel the question. So I'll tell y'all why I asked the question, then I'll tell you the question. Just the way how Angel's career has gone out here, what she came out here to do versus what she's done so far and what she's currently doing, I asked her the question of, what level of success or what would need to happen in order for her to see her acting career, even though it's something she absolutely loves to do, see it as something merely for entertainment and not a end all goal. Like, basically for her to, granted she already somewhat does this anyway, but for her to pick and choose what she wants to do versus auditioning.
Mm-hmm.
Like giving them a call is like, oh yeah, you pitched this to me, I'll do this role.
Mm-hmm. And so yeah, he asked me this weekend, basically because I shared with
because I used Tabitha Brown as an example, even though they have, I don't know her full background of what she was setting out to do.
She's actress.
Okay, so
I mean, we've had very similar paths, except for now she's like.
Yeah, so I used her as an example because we've seen Sabbath of Bread. Nobody is. I haven't seen anything like her before, but I think she's in that position of, well, what can you do for me? Versus, let me go on this audition. She still could audition. I have no idea, but
let me say this: Tabitha Brown. Literally before pandemic happened, right before she went viral, was still auditioning. She had just booked a guest star on Will and Grace playing a police officer. I don't even know if a police officer had a name, but she played a police officer on Will and Grace, not like a character with an arc. Mm-hmm. Then the pandemic happened. She went viral on TikTok. And then her availability definitely changed because she stayed booked. She was on everybody's television show, especially during the pandemic. Tabitha was her purpose and what she was bringing to the world was just so important. Everybody wanted a piece of her to be able to be like, tell us more about, and she was a phenomenon. She still is. Yeah. She, I don't remember. It was in a shorter period of time, a jump to 1 million followers on TikTok. Just because of who she is and what, like I said, what she brings to the table, which is a lot.
We have different things that age us. One thing that will currently that
always are you just ages, jumping topic in the yes, middle of
Angel's
me talking?
Angel is her saying TikTok. Go ahead.
So, anyways,
TikTok.
She she definitely still had the aspiration of being a series. Tabitha did stand up. Trying to get her own sitcom. Like, she has done all the things. She started doing videos because the Lord led her to do videos. Mm-hmm. Not because it was like, I want to be an influencer. It was just like, okay, let me do this. Now, the success that she's had because of social media has caused her to be able to have meatier things. So now she's a series regular on Chicago. The drama.
Yeah.
Which I think is freaking amazing. Is that I think her end all still would possibly be her own scripted television show.
Okay.
As well as.
Because that's like her dream. That's what she wants to do.
Yes. Yes. No, I'm saying it's the same.
Oh.
You know, okay. It's the same for me.
I'm playing host right now, all right? I'm letting you talk. I'm getting
all the questions in. I'm just saying it's the same for me. Is that, I get that when we look at. The success I've had in television versus the success I've had online. Now, mind you, my success online has really just now started to seem real. Because I was putting in work on both avenues.
It's only like a five-year difference between the two because you didn't get online. Five-year difference.
It's not like even that.
Year and a half difference.
Yeah, because I started working in Hollywood in 2006. Mm-hmm. And then I started my YouTube channel in 2009.
Yeah.
So I've been... Now, the thing about when I started YouTube, however, I didn't know that there was ever a career that could be put into this. However, I would have approached it differently. I still would not have given up traditional
but
acting.
For... granted, I know, but just for the sake of the audience... How long has the social media thing been a business / career move?
When I got on The Mom's View. When I was told that it was a career that these white women.
How long ago was that?
I got on The Mom's View. Was that in 2011? I think 2011, 2012, somewhere around there.
Okay.
But I was still making most of my money, though, off of The Mom's View and the brand deals they brought in. Mm-hmm. My channel was still very much so in its infancy, and I did not...
Yeah.
One, I still didn't understand. They kept saying, you could do vlogs. I thought I was doing vlogs. Mm-hmm. I thought me just sitting, talking to the camera directly into the lens was a vlog. Nobody explained to me that what they meant by vlog was showing people my day-to-day life. We didn't start vlogging until... I went to...
Yeah, you were already doing, just the videos, random videos put up, but you just started vlogging. Let me think.
I want to say it wasn't until after I did VidCon 1 year and I kind of got to see it because I didn't have a camera to vlog with. So Maker Studios bought me a camera. They bought me lights. I don't think they bought me any sound equipment, but they bought me a bunch of stuff. And then I was like, okay, now I can vlog. Now I know what I'm doing. But
she brought all this to me. I'm like, what?
This dude, this guy right here was not like wanting to do that. And it is hard. He wasn't wanting to do it. He didn't really want his kids online like that, yeah, for real.
Very private. Didn't want, look, you don't be filming everything up in our house and putting it online.
Yes.
Like,
that was him. He was like, I'm not about it. So a lot of my stuff had to be talking head. It had to be me talking about a specific topic. Me, like, sometimes hitting, like, I was reviewing shows. I was trying to do some current events, but I would always be a little bit behind just because I don't be caring about current events. Let me tell you, if Kevin didn't have a docket for his thing, I probably wouldn't know about nothing going on. So for me, I was like, treading in this deep water and having no idea which way I was supposed to be going, because I didn't understand, even though I was working with these, you know, people who I consider my friends, but they were all white. So I didn't understand what they were doing compared to what I was doing that was making such a big difference. So, you know, there have been several times where, at least with acting, I was still making money.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it wasn't like shows I wanted, like, not, I don't want to say shows I wanted, roles that made me feel like, oh my God, I made it. I was still making money, getting health insurance because of it, where with online, it was just like, it was truly nothing but the Lord that I kept going. I was truly like, okay, I don't know why I'm doing this.
Because you could see the success of others doing what you felt was the same exact thing.
Yeah. And I just couldn't. I was like, I don't know what else I need to be doing.
And then with that, Angel, now understanding what it would take and everything she would need to do, and then trying to get me on board because she didn't see it. And then once she discovered it, trying to get it to somebody that pays no attention to any type of social media or online or a vlog, none of that.
Yeah.
Like, Marcus, I need you to do this. I'm like, for what?
And
have you lost your mind?
And y'all know my husband, those of you all on Patreon, y'all known him long enough to know that my husband,
I'm a phenomenal person.
He is. Okay. One of the best to ever do it.
Yeah.
Also,
any of it.
But then he also critiques a lot of things, and it's like what he considers to be stupid, what he considers to be lame. And so
all the things,
trying to get him just to let that part go, just to be like, it doesn't matter.
Because she showed me examples like, look, this is what they do. And I'm like, that's stupid.
That'll be him. That's so dumb.
Like, I'm not doing it.
Why would you do it? That's so dumb. And then so
I still don't. I don't watch our vlog.
He watches for whatever he records. Don't tell the truth.
I watch whatever I record to make sure I wasn't looking too stupid.
That's it.
If I look stupid, all right. But as long as it ain't too stupid.
That's all he
does. I still
does.
Don't see how somebody, because Angel watches people's vlogs all the time. I'm like, why?
They're relaxing. I'll be honest. They are very relaxing. The same way you can watch somebody do some work to a car or watch somebody build a house out of the dirt of the ground.
That dude's crazy. Y'all got to, you even got into that.
Oh, I this can get into a lot of things.
No tools, his bare hands, and he will build a palace out of mud in the ground.
I can get into a lot of things.
I think he's from here, though.
I think that's what you said.
Yeah. Anyway, so keep going. So, what are you really?
Yeah, I'm fixing this.
It ain't fixable.
Go ahead, baby.
So, are you? She's for y'all that are listening and not watching. She's over here trying to put these.
Put my lashes
vertical,
back on.
Vertical eyelashes back on.
They're not vertical. Shut up. Go ahead.
So, again, so we kind of jumped off. So, what would it take? Or I guess, would that be an option? Or do you think would ever be an option for your Hollywood career to be optional? Or is that the end-all goal of, I'm going to keep at this until I get my role, my show, my own show, myself?
I'm going to keep at it until I don't want to do it no more. And I'm not at that point. Like,
it's a passion and not a job so much for you.
It's something that I love. Parts that I hate. I hate preparing last minute auditions. I do feel like it's very rude to ask me to give me 7 pages and be like, do a good job at this right now. We need you to like make it so that we want to call you back. And I'm like, okay, so what am I supposed to do with that? Like, that part I don't like. But getting on set, being able to live out a character, it just, there's so much to it. We'll continue with this, but let me go to our next ad. Let me tell y'all about this company, Third Love. Ooh-wee, Jesus. Let me just give y'all some honest to God tea right now. I have never been one to want to spend any type of money when it comes to undergarments. The bras that I usually have are just, they're not used, but they're from some old, they're just from some cheap bargain bin of somewhat. This is the first time that I have had undergarments that have made me realize, okay, so this is the difference between really good underwear and bras and the stuff that I usually be buying, all right? So Third Love uses measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. They stand behind their products because they have a perfect fit promise. And if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. They have more than 80 sizes. Our Third Love bra is made with the signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a stretch-free band from AA all the way to I, including half cups. Isn't that crazy? And bands from 30 to 48. So I bought this really cute lace green bra with a matching underwear. Okay. And I'm going to tell y'all a little bit of my business. Me and draws don't get along like that. Okay. A lot of times they get real uncomfortable and I'll be just like, you know what? I'm just going to let this girl breathe. These underwears though, it makes you want to wear them. And I look super cute in them. Good God almighty. They don't look cute in my little tone. Mm-hmm. They do a fitting room quiz. So it's super fun, super easy, interactive experience that focuses on size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your own personal style to deliver bras and underwears that are perfect for you. There's a fit stylist that are available for one-on-one chats if you have any questions that need answers. And the fitting room has helped over 8 million women find their true bra size. Also, the comfort and the quality. This is probably my favorite bra, the green bra that I have, because you know how sometimes you can wear, but like, I don't have on their bra right now. And you should, like, anybody who was looking hard at me could tell because my boob is kind of spilling out of the bra. My breasts are not the same size as each other. They're cousins, not sisters, because of me nursing. So finding a bra that both of my breasts fit in well is not something easy to pull off. It's a difficult task. But let me tell you, they actually make it happen to where it's a smooth fit so that I can wear it under like a white t-shirt and you're not getting all these bumps and lumps and spillage out. It's just so comfortable. And they said that from the classic lace that actually feels soft to their number one rated 24-hour classic t-shirt bra, check out all the exclusive styles at thirdlove.com. And they have a new lounge style that's made to wear everywhere. It's their luxe mix and match styles that are unofficially uniform for anything you feel like doing, whether it is lounging or running errands. So they also give back. They donate all of their gently used return bras to women in need, supporting charities in their local San Francisco Bay Area across the United States. And so far, Third Love has donated over $40 million in bras. So this is what we want you to do. Third Love knows your one true fit is out there. So right now, they're offering our listeners 20% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
Now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 20% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/argue.
Argue.
For 20% off today. And we thank Third Love for sponsoring this podcast.
I appreciate it.
You appreciate it. Yeah. Okay, so back to the topic at hand. There are things that I love and things that I just am not into about my acting career, but I feel like, isn't that with every career though?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's people that absolutely love what they do, and parts about it they love, parts about it they hate.
I mean, because I... Because are you saying, you posed the question, because why did you pose that question to me? Of, well, you know, what
seeing,
will it take?
Seeing how much you're doing outside of your acting career.
Seeing, like, because I'm and busy? It,
yeah, or because you're busy. Not to say you're not always busy. You're your mama's child. You just, y'all love being busy. But I pose the question because how the success that you're having outside of your acting career. So I know it's parts about it you love, parts about it you hate. But do you love preparing for auditions?
No, I already said I don't.
Okay.
That's
so just, that's, I'm going down the line. Is it, other than actually being on set and acting, how often does that happen versus preparing to get to that moment? Or does actually getting able to do it worth going through all those times of not being able to do it?
Right now, it's still worth it. Like, the fact of the matter is that do I plan on being at this level of having to audition all for every single role that I get? I don't plan on being that level. And if at one point in time, it was working. I was working on stuff that I wasn't auditioning for. It was offer only. There was a year where I had like 4 offer only joints. Mm-hmm. That is, yes, that is the place that I would like to get to where only on really big things where it's like more specific, or like a more coveted role, do I want to have to prepare an audition for the possibility of.
Yeah.
So, absolutely. Actually, me and Denora had this conversation because Denora is allergic to, what you call it? Acts allergic to social media. She's just it's just, I can't even.
Denora's worse than me, which is saying a whole lot.
Yeah, she doesn't like it, right? She doesn't like it. There's something about it that she just does not enjoy. And I said, do you enjoy the auditioning? Because this before COVID, we were driving to auditions. Don't let it be a commercial audition. They tell you the day of.
That's the, I hate, I don't even go on them, and I hate commercial auditions. They just seem so disrespectful.
It'd be feeling disrespectful.
It's like they be having these people wait forever.
Yeah.
They go in there for less than a minute and walk out. And I'm like, you did all of that to prepare for this thing. Just to be like, all right, next.
So,
like, first of all y'all can kiss. Well, I couldn't do. It's like, no, we're going to sit here and talk. We're going to have a conversation. Y'all going to ask me how my drive was.
It's a part of it. So, like, I had to say to her, I was like, well, do you enjoy auditions? And she was like, you're right, I don't. I don't. I don't enjoy it. So, it's... you know, I don't always enjoy feeling like I have to create content. Like, I definitely love content that organically spills out of me versus, okay, this is the new trend. I got to do it. I got to come up with a different angle on it. Sometimes that's fun. I'm not going to lie. Sometimes that's fun because I get to be clever. But there are times where I'm just like, gosh, I gotta shoot something else.
Another something else to figure out. Another app to figure out.
Another app to figure out. That is a whole nother just like irritating the heck out of me situation.
Yeah.
But
I'm not even. I mean, I doubt I'll ever get to that point to where I'm like, all right, let me go on and figure this out. All right, what's the next one coming down? Because I refuse. It's like 3 apps out right now that I absolutely refuse to learn.
But the fact of the matter is that you got it. You definitely are going to have to get out of that mindset.
Yeah, I would not know. I'm just going to ride that one into the ground and they're like, all right, y'all, all right, let me figure this one out. What about these other 6? The mother 6 and kids might, I'm going to go with this one right now.
But the thing is that you do have to realize is that, you know, that stubbornness that's in both of us, right? Because you definitely have it as well. I know you love to throw it like I am the only one.
No, I know I'm stubborn in life in general, but you...
Hey, let's just say we're stubborn. All
right, yeah, we're stubborn. Don't let me go down that path.
That is the thing that will stunt our growth.
Yeah, it has so far.
For me, I'll have to just get tired of this career altogether in order for me to just let it go. And it'll be a moment. Mm-hmm. It'll be a moment. Especially because I
have... No, I didn't say let it go. I just said to where it's not no longer X when it would know. It would be like, you know what? I'm going to put this not on the back burner, but it's going to be on the side burner while I do my thing over here. It's like, oh, you know what? I'm going to hit them up. Tell my agents to hit them up. See if I can go in for this. Versus ignoring everything that is asked of you other than like the special things.
I don't know if that other thing exists. Let me just see if my agent can see if they can get me into this.
I bet it does.
I don't.
Talk to a couple people.
I really honestly do not think it exists for black people. There might be some white folk that can pull that stuff off.
Yet.
Okay. What it doesn't exist currently is what I'm saying.
Don't limit yourself. Don't say it don't exist.
It currently doesn't, is what I'm saying. I think it does. In what way? How? What are you talking about?
I don't know the industry. Like, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's some people that we see way too much. Well, if you say you don't know the industry. This is like, they pick them again?
What I know is how the industry works is that if there's a face that you keep seeing, is because the casting... quick halt because Amar is over here acting a mess. It's because the casting directors... are like, we want something familiar. No. So they keep, it's not that the person is going to all the, hey, when you got a spot, put me in, all right?
Well, maybe not to that level of, all right, let me just pick and choose, but to the level of, like, I ain't got time to go on no auditions because I'm doing all of this.
I turn down auditions now.
I know you said that, but even to, because I know you turn them down, but it's not a role, it's just like, you probably look at, I'm trying to think the wider range of role that you would feel is like, I don't want to do that. I'm not about to do that.
It's not roles that I turn down.
So what
down.
Do you turn down?
I turn down things that are that I feel like are inconvenient to me.
Okay.
So if it's like, oh, we're shooting in Canada. For instance, this is real life right now. It's a guest star for a show that shoots in Canada. You're only in 3 episodes, but because of COVID, you would have to be there 2 months, even though you're only shooting a couple of days in those 2 months. I've told my people, don't send me none of those no more. Yeah. I'm not doing it. So, for a while there, I have been turning down. There's stuff like that might be amazing, like you working with somebody that's about to create an Oscar winning or at least a Sundance winning film. Mm-hmm. It's going to shoot in New York. Those films usually have budgets that are the size of like what we spend on Uber Eats in a day. Okay. As far as in what they
budget depending on the day of week,
but that's what they're paying the actors like per day. I'm like, I have to pay to be a part of this because I have to pay for childcare. I have to so a lot of that has to do with the fact that I'm a mother. It's not so much that, well, the one of the benefits to being an influencer is that this career is malleable. Mm-hmm. So I'm able to bend it around my acting career. It's just sometimes in the past, I definitely have bent it too hard or just not been able to figure out how to juggle both of them as well. Where now I've gotten better at juggling them. Like, I've gotten better at getting my auditions in. Well, one, because I'm not spending 2 hours.
2 hours on the road driving around.
Yes.
It's like you recording and getting it in.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, while I am editing, I'm running lines in my head. You want to come back to me?
No, I don't think
he wants to come back. This baby, our third host.
He realized he wasn't going to let him, he wasn't going to get to do what he wanted to do over here either.
Our third host is just acting a whole fool. He's trying to nurse.
Just a troll.
He is. Stop. No booby. No booby.
What's happening, the best life? Thank you for joining us.
So what does it take for you to like, want to leave
millions upon millions
of what
of other income,
millions upon millions of dollars?
Yes,
to leave something that stresses you out, it would take millions upon millions of dollars.
Yeah,
how much sense does that make?
But this is mainly geared toward you and your, because you have everything that you're doing. You have the app that you're doing with Kev. You have the shows that you're starting to, that you've thought up, and some are coming to fruition and planning stages. So that's the reason I asked that question, is because it's like, okay, you have the what seems to be the priority, which is your acting career, because of course everything would be set to the side if the right thing comes along. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, you had the thing in Canada where you were like, no. Mm-hmm. But, like, if you had something that shot in Florida where it's like you're the, co-star or something like that, you'd be like, well, guess where I'm going to be going for the next 6 months?
If I'm one of the leads, yeah, well, because...
Well, that's a co-star, right?
No. Co-star is a small part.
Okay, well, that one of them roles. Were you first or second on the screen?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I'm going... One... We'll start with that. The amount of money that it brings in such a short period of time.
Yeah.
We don't have that. There are influencers that do have that. That's not us. To where I'm making, you know, my series regular rate ain't nothing to, you know, ain't nothing to right. swat away. So
we just need somebody to catch it in the web.
Right. And so, but it wouldn't mean that my social media career would go away. It right. would just mean that.
Yeah, because social media is so flexible.
Right. Even the podcast with...
I didn't say the social media go away. It's like... that was mainly focused on the Hollywood thing. Like, it was literally like the Hollywood... Because from... Like you've already said, it's like in that career, 90 to 95% of it is preparing.
Yeah.
And that other 10%, you may actually get to work in that profession.
Yeah, it's definitely not for the faint or at heart. Listen, in acting school, and when I got my master's, we literally took a class for how to create income when you're not booking jobs, because mm-hmm. that is a reality. That's right. nothing new. That is a
Yeah, part. That's the thing of it. It's like California or LA seems to be full of everybody that is a hostess or a host or a waiter out here in California is an actor or actress. Like,
and not even just that. Think about the people that are superstars that still have other income coming in. Mm-hmm. Gabrielle Union came out with a book. She came out with a hair care line. We weren't studying Gabrielle's hair, but she was like, you know what?
Yeah, you know me.
You know me, so I'm going to do it. And she's got a whole line with New York and Company. This is a woman who, from the outside, we look at her like, you've made tons of movies. Why, you know, you would think, oh, you wouldn't be doing anything else but this. But I feel like anybody who is willing to do this career knows that, like, having your hand in something else is the smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What it's also smart to do is making good choices for what you put in your body. And that is why I'm excited to introduce you all to Kenco. Have you ever been in the situation where you're in a rush and then you make a bad food choice or food decision where it's just like you had all intentions of really filling your body with things that, you know, your body can process easily, that feeds your brain cells and your body cells good stuff. But you just be like, I'm in a hurry. So you eat something like a Twinkie or something that just really ain't going to help you. Well, now we got something that is on the go so that you can make good decisions. You can grab anything, because you could grab anything in a snap and your good eating intentions go down the drain. But add Kenco to your breakfast routine to fit 2 servings of fruit and vegetables into your diet, and it takes less than 60 seconds to make. Kenco makes seriously nutritious smoothies for seriously busy people. Expensive store-bought smoothies are sugar-packed calorie bombs, and fresh-pressed juices have way less fiber. Kenco's breakfast smoothies are only made from organic whole fruits and vegetables, flash frozen, slow dried to lock in all the fiber and nutrients. Nothing added and no fiber taken out. Kenco smoothies are easy to make. No blender, juicer needed. Pour the Kenco packet into water or your favorite milk. Shake it up and take on the day. Go to Kenco.com. Take their quick nutrition quiz and fill your flexible monthly order with your choice of 15 functional flavors that match your goals and tastes. Each Kinko smoothie costs less than $3. $3 and packs half the daily fruits and vegetables you need to reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and some cancers. I just had the, yesterday I had the red one when it came in. That thing was good as heck. And I love a good smoothie now.
It was delicious.
It was delicious. Right now I'm having the Golds. The Golds has chocolate in it. So it has like banana and chocolate. I kind of like those flavors together as well as raspberries. But they are easy to make. We literally, right before we started the podcast, poured some water in here, poured the powder in, shook it, and it was done. That took a couple of seconds. All right. So start creating healthy habits right now. Go to kinkos.com/argue.
Argue.
And pick out your flexible monthly plan. In the first 100 listeners, get 25% off your first order. That's kinko.com/argue.
Argue.
And get 20% off, but only if you're one of the first 100 listeners that sign up. You love this show. We love you. So get this special deal. 25% off for the first 100 listeners at kenko.com/argue.
Argue.
It is really good. The red was all that. I'm not going to even lie to y'all. It was so delicious. Okay, so give them a whirl. Thank you, Kinko. All right. So, Kinko. So, what would it take you to leave your profession? Like, this is not... And this is not to say, let's clarify. You love mm-hmm. your industry. But what would it take as an entrepreneur for you to be like?
It would truly take, I think it would take me, basically the passion that I have. Because right now, like, as me being the small entrepreneur I am, it's not truly a passion. It's just something that I discovered that I'm like, all right, I enjoy this. Mm-hmm. But it's like a true passion that I have, like, with cars or whatever it may be, for that to be an income. What's the word I'm looking for? A successful income? A consistent income? Consistent, equitable income. Mm-hmm. That's what it would take.
But consistent could be $5 a month. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm sorry, consistent. And it had to be relatively the same or more than what I make now. Like, I would have to replace and not substitute. I would have to replace my income with something that would have to be at least equal.
Equal.
Yeah. Actually, it might have to be more because right now I got insurance. And I'm covering everybody.
heck, that's so am I. Why you be asking me to leave?
Huh?
I said, so am I. Why you be asking
me? I ain't asking you to leave. I just said, what would it take? You misunderstanding the question.
The way you had asked it, tone means everything. The way you had asked it was almost like, why are you still doing this?
No, I wasn't.
That's what it felt like coming to me. It was like a why.
It's because it's a sensitive subject for you.
No, it's not a sensitive subject.
You're 90-10.
it's not a sensitive subject for me.
So no, it definitely wasn't a why you still doing this. It was like, I see you doing so much other stuff, you know, and I'm like, what would it take for that to no longer be the, I don't know what the priority is, but what would it take for those priorities to change?
But like you already said, I'm my mother's child. So me doing a lot of stuff is a part of who I am.
They are the busiest people. Even if it ain't busy doing nothing, we will set, anytime we're setting, we could be in the movies, we could be at church. Angela can't just sit there and listen or watch. She has to start organizing her purse.
Best
just
time to
just digging in her purse, plastic. You know, it sounds like somebody just constantly opening candy wrappers. I'm like, why can't you just sit here? You pick that. She will literally take everything in her purse and spread it out. If hopefully it's not an empty seat beside her, but if it is, she's spreading everything out. Mm-hmm. Just like to be busy. Her mom, oh my God.
Yeah.
Angel is the apple relative to her mom being the tree because she is extremely busy.
So why does it give you these oh my God feeling?
Because it's like, why use the energy if it ain't necessary to use?
But it's mine. It's my energy.
No, it's my energy because later on you always tired.
And
oh, I'm tired. That's supposed to be my energy that you done used up doing nothing.
is that really yeah. why you get the, you just made that up?
Yeah, no, I didn't. Well, y'all know how busy Angel is. Is she always tired?
I'm not always tired. I get tired at the appropriate time. You get tired at
the wrong time.
At the...
the wrong time. It's like,
this is the same man.
I'm tired.
That would be nodding off. You tried to say you weren't asleep during the twins party, but you were knocked. All right. But so I'm saying you be tired too. We
not doing the wrong time.
No, your wrong time. Your time is wrong. No, my your time is right. Wrong. My time be right.
That's the first thing she said when she got up last night. She just made she had to make sure I knew because I was up and wide awake. She's like, I'm tired. This why I'm gonna go tap on the shoulder. Hey,
that's not why I said that.
That is
not why I said that. That is not. You act as if that has stopped you to begin with.
No, you threw the headache in. That's what you did.
Because of how I woke up. Now, that ain't got nothing to do with if I'm woken up improperly, I will have a headache.
There is no proper way to wake you up.
Yes, there is.
How is this improper?
No, it's not just about the technique of, it's if I am in the wrong part of my sleep. You ain't never heard of that? Waking somebody up out of REM sleep?
Uh-huh.
That's where I was. In that REM.
You're always in REM sleep. Yo, you blink, you in REM sleep.
You just won't ever let me have my valid. You won't ever let me have my valid point without you have feeling like you need to.
Welcome to my world.
You a lie.
Yeah, that's what Angel be doing. Somebody said it last week. That's Angel's favorite thing. No, no, no. But.
Whatever.
So now that's why I asked the question, because it's like you are busy doing a whole lot of other things, and we have both seen and been both frustrated. I mean, we've been frustrated in both our careers with each other, mm-hmm. or not with each other, but we have both been frustrated in our careers
mm-hmm.
With the other. But it was like, because I'm not extremely, like, my career has me doing my career for a certain time of, you know, a certain amount of the day. So
mm-hmm.
I'm not able to take breaks the way you are. So when you're taking those breaks, which is unless you want an audition or actually on a show, that's a break. So you're able to do all these other things. And it seems that you have gotten very busy and very successful at the other things. So I'm like, so what would it take for you to take for a bath? So that's why I asked the question.
Well, we also, I think, and it's partially my fault, and we're going to correct it now. All of this is my one career.
Mm-hmm.
All of it. Angel is a mogul.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is a mogul.
Uh-huh.
So, with being a mogul... Okay. With being a my mogul, all right? You are juggling multiple things. It is. That is a part of it. In a part of...
Go outside, Amar.
A part of me doing that is truly... Me juggling so many things is truly so that... One, eventually, we're going to hopefully be able to gain the financial independence that we should be at.
Uh-huh.
Also, so that we have the freedom to do the things we actually want to do, because we are able to take care of the things we need to do, and to set up our children to have the type of freedom that we never had.
Yeah. And that's been our goal a while. We've been working, I ain't gonna say decades, but like years we've been working till we came to the revelation. I think that was on before that. Probably when we were at the church in Chatsworth. We both decided, like, all right, we want our kids to be set. Like, we heard the phrase, being rich is meaning you know, you have money. Being wealthy is your children and their children's children already being set up before they even step up foot on the earth.
So, yeah, I don't... We've had the mindset. I don't know if we had the action behind it.
Well, part of it is ignorance, meaning not knowing. Yeah, just not knowing. A lot of people are born with, or not born with that knowledge, but taught that knowledge at a very young age. Very few Black people are.
So I am taking the time now to get all the pots going, all the eyes in the, you know how they say, you put you on the back burner. I got all the burners going, plus the oven and the microwave. Mm-hmm. And so that when it's time to feast, we have a lot on the table.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to burn myself out. Now, that I'm not trying to do. So I am being wise. At least I'm trying to be. I think I am being wise at the things that I am choosing to do. Because we'll talk about it more. You'll see once the mukbang goes up. I have to get it over to the editor. The file is so big. I'm struggling. But we are trying to make sure that we are creating memories
mm-hmm.
with each other and with our children. Because at the end of the day, that's, I just discovered this literally on Saturday. It was like a revelation to me, or an epiphany, that life boils down to the memories we have. While yes, we'll hopefully be leaving our children money and real estate, but what they'll actually have of us, all they'll have are our memories when we're gone.
Mm-hmm.
The memories that we've created with them. So if what I'm doing is not going to create more memories, I don't want a more good memories. Excuse me, because everything creates a memory. So more good memories, I don't want it. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't want to be investing my time into it.
Yeah, I think it's, I mean, we ain't young, but we're not old either. But, like, we had somebody in my company that retired, I don't know, it was, like, 2-3 years ago. And he did his whole tour of, like, the entire district. And he, you know, did his little speech. But in that, he said, don't, because I have a very high demand job and career and company. But he was saying, don't miss your children growing up. Because I said, that's exactly what I've done. Because you get people in their careers, especially in traditional careers, they're working, and some of y'all may be doing it. I know I've done it. They spend most of their time at work, and when they're not at work, that's where their mind is.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing you know, time flies at work. Like, people are in a job, it's like, oh my God, I've been here for 5 years already, or I've been here for 10 years. It's like, I've been working for this company 15 years, I can't even tell. And at the same time, it's like your home life has gone past just as fast. So he was just saying that he's basically missed his children growing up because he's been so focused on work. Work ain't going nowhere. And for us to realize that, for one, for him to tell people that was very helpful, but I doubt it probably went in everybody's ears and went out the other. But for us to start looking at focusing on our family, to make sure that we focus on our family and making sure we create these memories, I think is extremely important. And just to spread that message, because a lot of us, we have our parents that they worked and they worked and they worked. They put us through school and they fed us. And, you know, we got a couple of memories of maybe vacations or something, but creating those memories of, we had a really good time. Like the effort was there. And I think definitely us as a culture, we need to, like, focus on it.
Right. So, while I do know I work a lot, I do feel like I do try to create memories for my kids, like, kind of bigger memories. Like, I am still very involved, and that's the reason why I don't mind working as hard as I do, because I feel like this career has allowed me to have that. This, both the acting and the social media career combined has allowed me to do that, because the acting, you know, I do one good job, I get a really solid check that allows me to be, like, you know, calm about
in the job. Like, you always do a good job.
No, I mean, but it allows me to be kind of like calm in knowing that, okay, bills will be able to get paid, my portion of whatever bill money I'm supposed to put in is going to be there. And then with social media, I'm able to have them be a part of it, as well as it doesn't, it takes up time, but it looks a little different. You know what I'm saying? So I feel as though that even though I'm working a lot, doing a lot, is afforded me to be able to have this child on my lap while we're doing a podcast, let him play in lip gloss, you know, where the, a lot of other people's careers, they can't do it. Gynecologists, they can't have the child up in there looking up people's vaginas and checking on feminine health. So, yeah, life is about the memories. And as long as my acting does not keep me from creating those memories, I'll probably keep doing it or until I get tired of it. Well, let us know what you guys are thinking about that. Is there something that would make you leave your current career to do the thing that you're passionate about? Could you take him? To do the thing that you are passionate about, the thing that you love? Let us know in the comments if you're watching this on YouTube. Also, there's a couple of things I would love for you all to do. I would love for you all to check out our sponsors. Third Love, because they got the dopest undergarments ever. Rothy, because their shoes and handbags are not only environmentally friendly, but they are comfortable, washable, durable, and cute as all get out. And Kenco, check them out. Get your life together, get your health together, and have a good option, go-to option for being on the go or just not having time to really focus on your meal planning. I would also like for you all to check out our Patreon. If you haven't joined yet, give it a try. Join next month. Wait until April 1st. Go ahead and join. It's only $5. You're able to get exclusive content. You're able to watch this podcast live as we film it. We're going to have a couple of segments coming back that we used to do with our Patreon at the top of pandemic, as well as other exclusive content that nobody else gets to see. Also, if you could follow me and my husband on social media, my husband is Marcus Ain on the gram on Instagram and Marcus Ain on the book on Facebook. I am That Chick Angel across all platforms except for Twitter. I am at Angel the Actress, but you can still find me by typing in That Chick Angel. Plus my YouTube channel, please. So close to 100,000. I've been working at this for 12 years, guys. And I am like inches away. And that's That Chick Angel TV. And then last but not least, go check out my new show, Ask I'm Angel, on the Kev On Stage Studios app. The first episode dropped and it was amazing. So I think you all will love it. Oh, no, that wasn't last. The last thing is go to manshit.com. That is manshyt.com. To get your man or yourself, if you're a woman, some beard and body butter made by my husband, Marcus. We are adding an employee that will help him make so he can make and distribute faster because things have slowed down a bit on his end as far as in getting them made and shipped out. So in order
it's been a lot, y'all.
So in order to be able to keep up with demand, we are bringing on somebody to help get stuff out as along with Queen Shit. So Queen Shit will finally, we're going to have that ready for Mother's Day, if not before, so that people can place orders for it. So check that out. Also, it'll be up on www.manshyt.com for purchase in the near future.
Occupy him.
Oh, no, that's fine. I was going ahead and doing what you needed to do. And yes, please leave reviews. Thank you so much, Erica, our moderator, is reminding us. Leave reviews for Marcus. You can also email them in at getmanshit@gmail.com. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, guys. This has been great. Man. Y'all have a blessed day. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Y'all have a good one.
Bye.